This is KMBA News. I'm Trip Krause. The Alaska Marine Highway System is ending service to Prince Rupert, British Columbia at the end of the month. Coast Alaska's Jacob Resnick reports that it's over an impasse with U.S. Customs agents demanding armed protection in Canada.
Alaska Transportation spokeswoman Meadow Bailey says the decision to end service to Prince Rupert is unrelated to the ferry system's budget woes.
And this is all because we have a requirement from the U.S. Customs and Border Protection that there be a Canadian law enforcement presence that is there in place when the ferry docks to be able to protect their personnel in Prince Rupert while they're doing their inspection tasks.
A waiver from this requirement expires September 30th. The last day ferries are scheduled to call on the Canadian port city, 120 miles from Ketchikan. Customs spokesman Jerry McGee says the requirement is mandated across the U.S. He says it's a safety issue, as it's legal for the traveling public to carry hunting rifles and shotguns to and from Canada.
So theoretically, our staff are the only staff there that are unarmed. Again, this is for the safety of our traveling public as well as our officers.
In July, the state ferry system said it was exploring options to contract with armed Canadian law enforcement to provide backup for unarmed U.S. agents. But Bailey says the Royal Canadian Mounted Police aren't available.
The city of Prince Rupert does not have local law enforcement, so they rely on the Canadian Mounted Police, and the Canadian Mounted Police do not have personnel that they can divert away from their normal everyday tasks to be able to meet the vessels.
Representative Dan Ortez, an independent from Ketchikan, says he and other state lawmakers are still trying to solve the problem.
Access to Prince Rupert is a critical piece of the Alaska Marine Highway Service System, particularly to southern southeast Alaska, but it has implications throughout all of Alaska. So I'm not considering this a done deal at all.
Prince Rupert is a significant transit hub that links Alaska with the Canadian road system. State ferries bring an average of 13,000 passengers and 6,000 vehicles through the Canadian port each year. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Jacob Resnick.
You can read that story and more at kmba.org/news. In Anchorage, I'm Trip Krause.